Alright, okay, get this. This is crazy. How many ways can things go wrong, alright? I've got a contract that says go to the Harbourfront Horizon Clubhouse, in quotation marks, next to the hotel, alright? And it's a rainy day, right? So, I could either get a train, or a taxi, or I could get a ferry and a taxi to get to this show. I'm pretty tired that day, so I reckon, let's take a taxi. Now, it's raining, and it's a Friday evening, it's the rush hour, so straight off, I can't get a taxi. And the taxis I do get, they don't want to go to TST, it's in Kowloon side, and the taxis don't want to go there. So the taxi I do get, he'll say, I'll take you to what we call a TST, or a Kowloon taxi. So he drives me down the hill, but there's traffic jams, right? There's these tourist coaches blocking us, so I've wasted 10 to 15 minutes already. I get to this taxi stand, there's no taxis there. I waste another 10 minutes. Finally, a so-called Kowloon taxi turns up. I get into that, and we've got traffic jams all the way around Hong Kong Island to the tunnel. We go under the water, through the Kowloon tunnel, and we make it to, right, Harbourfront Horizons, with 5 minutes to spare. Phew, yay! But the people there say there's nothing happening in their clubhouse. Oh my god. So I call the organizer, and the organizer says, call the client. And the client tells me to pass the phone to the hotel receptionist. The hotel receptionist then puts me into another taxi, this is my third taxi, and tells this taxi in Cantonese where I'm supposed to go. This taxi drives off, I'm now 10 minutes late, but I get to somewhere called the Harbourfront Grand. I jump out, and I tell them I'm going to the 7th floor to the clubhouse. They say there's no clubhouse on the 7th floor. Whoa, it doesn't exist. Okay, so I'm starting to panic. I'm 10 minutes late. So I go outside. I get a fourth taxi. I phone the client again, but this client still can't give me a road name and a road number. What she says is it's next to the hotel, and there's so many hotels in this area. Turns out she's put the wrong building name on the contract, okay? The contract said Harbourfront Horizons, but actually I was supposed to be going to Harbourfront Landmark. To make that as worse, nearly every single building in that area is called Harbourfront something. Just Google Harbourfront Building, Hung Hom, Kowloon, and you'll find there's masses and masses. Hello, this is Big Ben. I've been working for over 20 years as a full-time professional entertainer in Southeast Asia. If you are a magician, a juggler, a street performer, if you are interested in birthday party entertainment or in massive stage shows, then this is the podcast for you. I interview all kinds of entertainers each week. Episodes coming out every Wednesday with loads of tips and funny stories from the periphery of show business. Please subscribe, like, follow, join on iTunes or on Podomatic. To find all my episodes, go to my website, www.TheBigBenShow. I love to hear from you, so please, please, please spread the word. Yeah, I don't make any money from these podcasts, so I really do appreciate people clicking on subscribe or follow or like or checking out my website, TheBigBenShow.com. And here is a story of how travelling actually worked. This was last weekend. Take care, guys. Enjoy. Okay, I'm on my way. For those of you who live in Hong Kong, I'm on the number 23 bus going from Robertson Road down to Admiralty. I was going to get a taxi, but then I realised without the unicycle, I can just about get all this stuff onto a bus. So I've saved myself some money already. That's good. I looked at my wallet, though. I've only got a $500 note. So when I do get a taxi eventually, that's no good for taxi drivers. They don't always have enough change. So I better buy a chocolate bar or something with that $500 note and get some change. Alright, talk to you in a bit on the bus now. Hope they've got change of $500. Smart as well, it's only about $7.
Hello. Do you have a change for $500?
Thank you. Already on the train, it's already getting pretty busy, but I don't think it's full on rush hour yet, so far so good, but yeah, lucky I'm early. Right, here's a thought. Maybe next time when I travel on the train, I'll wear full clown makeup and a red nose,
so people will know I'm a reformer, and I can easily give out name cards.
Yeah?
Why not, eh? So aimless, not aimless, aimful self-promotion all day long.
Yeah.
I've done it before when I had a unicycle with me, because they can see I'm a performer. If I had my full clown makeup on and a red nose, people would see me on the train, and I could give out the my business cards. Yeah, why not? Next time. Just put my hands in my pockets to put some name cards sorted out, and realised I haven't packed my thumb tip or candy, which is one of my key magic tricks. But luckily I think I might have a spare one right at the bottom of my rucksack, so we'll sort that out later on. Okay, swapping trains, let's see if I can get off all these bags. There's too many people in the way. Just changed trains onto the TKO line. That's the problem for me in Hong Kong, I don't know how to pronounce the lanes. How do you pronounce T-S-E-U-N-G? How do you pronounce Xing Kuan O?
Xing Kuan O?
Xing Kuan O, that's it. Oh, hard to pronounce. Thank you. Alright, I'm still on the train. I've just gone underwater, and I'm on the Kowloon side of Hong Kong. And here's a few tips for you people. Yes, in the bottom of my bag I did have a spare set of thumb tip magic. So yeah, if you're doing a show, if you do shows, always carry some spares. If there's something small that you can carry a spare of, just pop it at the bottom of your bag and it'll live there forever. And then once every 5-10 years, you'll need it, as I do today. Another tip is if you're travelling on a train with a lot of bags, and you want a hands-free sort of system for tapping your card in various places have cards now to get in and out of the gates of the trains. And on London it's an Oyster card, and in Singapore it's an EasyLink card. In Hong Kong they have an Octopus card. But I don't want to get out of my wallet, so my hand's carrying bags. So my Octopus card is sort of stuck to my wrist inside a wristband, so just easy to tap. Does that make sense? What I'm trying to say is my hands are carrying lots of stuff, and I've got heavy bags. I don't want to start rooting around trying to dig out my wallet, which has my Ultras card. This way I can just reach over, my Ultras card is strapped to my wrist, and I can get in through the trains. I might edit it out. I don't know, who knows? Let's keep it all in. Yeah, well, a bit about carrying the spare equipment. In the bottom of your bag, that bit was useful, come on, that was useful. I mean, I could practically do a show just out of the bits and bobs that live at the bottom of my bag, but one of my rucksack. So if I did turn up and I need something extra, there's always a few bits and pieces at the bottom of my bag, thumb tips, balloons, a few bits and pieces that I can use if I need to, as I'm going to do today. Next stop is Hung Hao, where I'll get off and I'll eat my packed dinner and my Mars bar. Woo, lucky me! Okay, you know what? I'm in the taxi anyway. Yeah, why tempt fate? This podcast is supposed to be vaguely educational anyway. I recommend as a rule, always get to the venue before you do anything else. Because you never know what might go wrong. There might be a car crash, there might be anything could go wrong. I could, could start raining, and then there could be no taxis later on when I want to go. So there were taxis in the sand. I was going to eat my lunch, but no, it's not it. It's why do I keep saying lunch? It's dinner. I was going to eat my packed dinner, but I thought no, let's get in the taxi and get. Okay, I'm in the school, the backstage area, and to continue with my tip, I'm going to get everything ready on the stage before I even start to eat. That's what I'm going to do. There. Alrighty, I've set everything up for the show. And here's another tip. I try to set everything up on one side of the stage. I've got pumps to plug in and sound systems to plug in. And I find if I plug the pump in somewhere on the other side of the stage, or the sound system on the other side of the stage, there'll be one day when I pack up and I forget that it's far away on the other side of the stage. I've done that a few times, never again. That said, I might put my phone somewhere else far away, because I quite like the video of this show. Hope I don't forget to pick up my phone. Might talk to you after the show. Having fun.
Okay, the show is over. It was really good fun. It started 20 minutes late, so I didn't need to drag all this 20 minutes extra of equipment. This is about a 40-minute show. It was a good show, though. The kids were really wild, so I decided not to really take it too many volunteers and to cut a few of the more wild things out of my act, like the beach ball challenge. I'll put the video up on my website on the homepage, www.thebigbenshow.com, and you can have a look. Okay, let's see how I can get home. I know it's pretty hard to get a taxi in the middle of nowhere in the middle of the night. Let's see what I do. Take care. Talk to you in a minute when I'm in the taxi. In a taxi. This is the life, eh? The weather's completely changed. When I left, it was sunny. And now it's night time. It's dark, lots of trees. I'm in the countryside. Very humid and misty and foggy. And lucky enough, I got a taxi straight away. I'm in a ref, shoving everything into the back of the taxi boot. And that will take me to Hong Kong Station on my way back. Lovely. People don't realise how much of an entertainer's life is spent on the road. Probably spend more time trapping than I do on stage. And years, I look back, decade after decade, you know, being in the back of a car late at night in the evening in the middle of nowhere, trees going past, no one around, just me in the car, the taxi driver, driving myself home, getting driven home. Little tip. Even in cold countries, take spare t-shirts. After a show, I'm always super sweaty, and it's nice to put on a dry t-shirt on the way home. Another tip for entertainers. Now I'm in the train, got a moment to talk. Is if you get paid in cash or check right before you go on stage, make sure you put that cash or check somewhere you're going to remember where you put it, somewhere secure. Don't just put it in a pocket. Yeah. Or don't just dump it somewhere. Make sure you make a note of putting it. And I made a note. I got paid in check, and I put it in the pocket in my big black box. That's where my payment is. Always check, you know, you've done all that work and then lose your money. So I'm the first train back on the Hong Kong Island at North Point. Get the second train. Watching the video of the show on my phone. Looks so good. I had a total mess up with the Diablo, got it all twisted up. Reminds me of a little tip I used to do when I was about 20 years ago. I used to take two Diablos and two hand sticks and strings. So if one Diablo does get totally twisted up, you can then just take out your second Diablo. Maybe I should have done that again, eh? Sometimes you learn a tip and then you get lazy and stop doing it. Should have taken two Diablos. Alrighty, looking good. The bus came at 8:47, so I guess I waited about 10 minutes or so. So, saved another $40, maybe $35, and I'm on my way back. Let's see how long it takes by bus. Alrighty, the bus is coming home. It's about 8:58 p.m, almost 9 p.m. in the evening. So that's how the day goes on the road. I did 45 minutes on stage, but I've been out of the house for 4.5 hours. Well, anyway, I'm back home, and I'm got a unpack and repack. Tomorrow I'm off up to Yuen Long. See you there. And here we go again, off into the middle of nowhere, giving myself an hour and 45 minutes to get to Yuen Long up near China. So it's going to be a bus, two trains and a taxi, but it's even further away than last night, so let's see how it goes. Yeah, as Han Solo said, I got a bad feeling about this. Waited about 10 minutes for the bus. It doesn't come in 5 minutes, so I could take a taxi to the station. You can't lose too much time. Okay, so I'm in a taxi to the Airport Express station. Got to keep my plans flexible, get there on time. If I'm in a bus, spend a little bit more on the taxi ride. Alrighty, I'm on the first train off to Nam Chong, but it's taken me half an hour to get to the first train, which is not good. Today's not running as smoothly as yesterday. As I got out of the taxi, I discovered my bubble juice was leaking everywhere. I opened up the bubble juice bag, and for some reason, there's no more bubble juice in the bubble juice bottle. It's all over the bag. Now, the bag is vaguely waterproof. It was originally.
So the bubble is still sloshing around some of it, I guess, inside the bag. We'll get there and see if we can somehow drain some of that bubble juice in the bag to use in the show. Uh-oh, problems.
Yeah, I went up and down the same escalator 3 times, but I've actually found the platform. I don't think I missed the train, which is good. I'm on the train now, going towards Yuenlong on another train. Let's see how we go.
Alrighty, busy. My next exit is G2 for the taxi stand going to Tai Hong Shando, number 15. I put it on my phone on the Google Maps to show the driver. And while I was doing this, I got a WhatsApp from Kieran for shows coming up this Wednesday, so I've replied, I'm available for that. So mobile office, on my way to the next show, sorting out my diary, sorting out my next 10 minutes of activity, getting the taxi. Let's see how it all goes. Am I going to make it on time? Am I going to make it on time? I put on my makeup while I'm in the train. Yeah, makeup in the train. And I'll, unfortunately you can't eat in the train. So, as normal, if you're an entertainer, your show's dropping at lunchtime. So I'm going to try and eat in the taxi while I get my lunch down when I'm in the taxi. That's my only chance. Otherwise I'm going to get really hungry. Am I going to make it on time? Getting really tight. Alrighty, I'm in the taxi stand. Not many taxis and a little bit of a queue, but doesn't look too bad. Here comes some more taxis. Looking not too bad. Come on, will I make it? Okay, I'm in the taxi, eating my lunch. Let's see if we can find this farm in the middle of nowhere. Haha, let's see if we can find it.
Oh, here.
Ah, hey, we find it. This is the one. Okay, there we go. We found the place. Yay. Hey, we found the nice place. Found the right place. And it is a nice place. I'm surrounded by trees and forests and really rural farmland. I can hear dogs and things barking. And there's a bouncy castle up there. There's a barbecue down here. Let's see if I can salvage my bubble juice and finish off my lunch for the show. Alright, good stuff. Alright, well, I'm here. I took about 1.5 litres of bubble juice. I was draining and I found an empty bin. So I poured it all into a bin. And I was just... a plastic bin. And I just tried to wring everything out into a bin. And out of that 1.5 litres, I've got maybe, 400, 300 millilitres. So I got 300 millilitres of quite dirty bubble juice, which I poured into a bin and then tipped the bin into my little tub. So let's see what that does for the show. More magic, I think. More unicycling. Let's have some fun. And, I've plugged in my balloon pump, electric balloon pump. It's about 50 metres away from the stage. But we're on a farm, hey? Lucky to find a PowerPoint. Oh, and that will, the giant balloon will back up the fact that I will compensate the fact that my bubbles are not going to be quite as effective as normal. Okay, almost ready for the show. By the way, I'm well aware that that is breaking my rule about keeping everything like on the same side of the stage. My balloon pump is miles away, but there really was absolutely nowhere else to plug it in.
Almost ready for a show, and here's a tip for entertainers. I'm just reading inside my box. There's a piece of paper. It slides inside the front of my box lid. And I write down the birthday girls' names, twins, Annabelle and Isabel. I write down the birthday mum's name, it's Julie. And then I also write down, quite very important, how much money they owe me. They owe me $2,500. Very important to do that, because if I forget to do that, sometimes they ask me how much do I owe you, and I tell the wrong amount. And like last week, I told the guy the wrong amount, and I ended up with $500 less than I should have collected. So that's a tip, guys. Before you start the show, make sure you write down the names of the birthday kids, the birthday mum's name, and how much money they still owe you. So then you'll know how much it is when after the show. You can tell them. And I'm back. I'm in a taxi back to Yuenlong Station. Show went. Show was great. Good fun. Bubbles were flying, just a few big bubbles in the open air, and the wind got them, took them up in the bubbles up in the sky, kids raced after them,
and that was fine. I did my show, found some electricity for the giant balloon, pumped up the giant balloon, got inside the giant balloon, and show done. Everybody excited, gave my name cards, and now I'm on my way back. Alright, I've got my unicycle out of the box, so maybe people will see me and I can give out some name cards on the way back. Talk to you later. Goodbye. By the way, if any of you want to check out where I went to, up in near Yuen Long, it was the Happy Garden Farm. And it was pretty good fun, in the middle of nowhere, doing a show in a farm surrounded by countryside and hills and mountains. Love it. Alrighty, in Yuen Long Station, with my unicycle and my costume on. See if I can get up some cards. Well, I'm in the train and smiling at people in my clown costume with my unicycle, but no one's really responded. They're all looking down at their phones. Maybe this isn't a place to get our name cards, eh? Okay, getting off the station, getting off the train at East TST. I've been in Hong Kong for 10 years, so I still can't pronounce it. Tsim Sha Tsui East. Going to cross to Tsim Sha Tsui Station and get the train back to Hong Kong Island, the central, and get the bus, save some money. Should have come here this way. Didn't even got the taxi at the start. What a waste. I wasted $40. Oh no! I think this way is just as fast. I'll check later. Yes, I grinned insanely at one guy and managed to give out one name card on the train. Ha ha! Alright, well, nice moving walkway takes me to the next station. I'm on the train now, last train. And I get another short bus back home. Take the name out. Card out to a young woman and her daughter. The daughter immediately, well, this was very, very, very foreign. I'm not used to seeing a white face, and she was terrified of me. I guess I forgot she looked so like a clown, eh? But too scary. Still, she got the card. Wasn't going to have a day to call me. I was like, oh, well, yeah, I have your children's pussy buddies. Well, thank you very much. And the little looked at me and went, oh! So here I am at number 12 bus stop. Anyone remember what time it came yesterday? I don't. Check it in the podcast. Also, I think I need a clip on my box lid where I can clip my unicycle because it's great having it visible. People ask for my name cards. But I've got no hands free. One hand put in the box, one hand holding the unicycle. I've got no hands free to get out name cards. So yeah. If I had clipped the unicycle to the box lid outside, that'd be great. And we might think of a clip there, eh? Wow, so much things I'm learning. 25 years, still learning. Still learning. P.S. It's 4:35 p.m. Sunday afternoon, and the queue for the 12 bus is pretty long, so I guess it'll be coming pretty soon. Lucky, lucky, lucky. Well, the bad news is, a 12M came along, and everybody else got on that bus, so I'm the only one. I've been here 10 minutes and I'm the only one waiting for the number 12. I must have just missed it. Never mind. The good news is I've got some name cards in for the saddle of my unicycle, and while I was waiting in the bus queue, someone actually came up to me and pointed at the name card and wanted one. So, hey, maybe I'm waiting 10 minutes extra, but I might have made $2,500. Good, good, good. Alright, the bus came at 4:49, just before 10 to 5, so I was about 15 minutes early. I just missed it. Never mind, I spent my time editing this podcast and giving out name cards, so it's all good. All good. Well, back at home with my girls. Say hello, girls!
Hey!
Alright, and tomorrow I'm going to mainland China on a ferry, so that'll be another interesting journey. Talk to you tomorrow. And I'm back, and today is the final day of my weekend of road trips, and it's the biggest road trip of all. In fact, it's a trip over the sea. I'm taking the ferry to another country, to mainland China, to Shenzhen, to do a show for the Jewish festival of Purim. So, wow, this could be interesting. Somehow I've got to get a visa on arrival, and then contact someone who's going to pick me up and drive me to this Jewish center for the show. So, let's see how this goes. It's 12:41. I'm getting a taxi to the Shentak ferry terminal to get the ferry to Shenzhen. All going well. I'm right on a ferry. Let me get on an earlier ferry, so I've got plenty of time so far. Alrighty, I'm in Shenzhen. I'm looking for getting a visa. Well, there's a form, but there's no one to give the form to, so that's interesting. The office is completely dark. Aha! The office is open. They were just on a lunch break. Okay, I'm just paying for my visa with my visa credit card. And interestingly, the window says window for talents visa. So how do they know we're so talented? That's all looking good. Aha! The luxurious life of the international entertainer as I wait here in the arrival lounge for Rabbi Shalom Chazan to pick me up and take me to the show. Aha, there we are. That is traditional music. And I'm here at some sort of community center, Chabad Shenzhen. I will do the Happy Purim party soon. Tips for entertainers, number 10,062,000. If you're rushing off at the end of the show, get paid before the show. And the rabbi has paid me. And also, as I noted in my box, I know exactly how much he's supposed to pay me. It's 4,500 Hong Kong dollars. However, he's given me 4,050 yuan. Is that the same? I don't know. What's the exchange rate? Yes, it is the same, and it's called Rumingbi. 4,000 Rumingbi, about 4,500 Hong Kong dollars. Hey, you're learning maths and economics this podcast, yeah? Yeah? You should be paying me for this stuff. Alrighty, it's 5:10 in the evening. This is the way the performer's mind starts to work. I should be concentrating on the show, but I'm suddenly aware that I'll finish my show at about 6:15, which only gives me an hour before the ferry leaves. So I've got to pack up at 5:15, rush into the car, get to the ferry terminal, go through immigration, maybe check in my luggage, and do all that in less than an hour. So we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll be stuck in China overnight. Now it's a Jewish show. Tip for entertainment number 10,065,000. If you're doing a show for the rabbi, then don't give out candy because that's not really kosher. I'm going to prepare some balloon prizes. And here's something all the entertainers who listen to this podcast will probably know already. But if you're pre-preparing balloons, I prepare generally in colours like green and red and yellow and orange. So if I prepare colours like pink, and then there's too many boys at the party, I'll end up with loads of pink balloons that nobody wants. Yeah? Uh-huh. Are you learning stuff? Are you learning? Oh, I better get ready for the show. It's going to start in a minute. Woohoo! Show is over. That's it for the weekend. Road trip coming to an end. I've got one last mad rush to the ferry. It leaves in, at least soon. Can I make it? Don't want to be stuck in China overnight. It's so clean and quiet and empty. This is the new China, huh? The Shenzhen ferry terminal. It's beautiful, spanking new, and pretty much empty. Wow. Getting on the ferry. Oh, I am loving this. As you might have guessed, I am on the ferry, made it no problem. This is so swish and so not crowded. If you take the train to Lo Wu and go to Shenzhen, it is crowded and slow. This is nice. I'm liking this. Take care, guys. Sit in the ferry for 2 minutes and it's off already back to Hong Kong. They bring around a complimentary drink. Oh, this is great. Money in economy. So much space. So fast. Ooh. So easy. This is just beautiful. Night has fallen. I'm on the ferry. It's nice and peaceful, and outside it's dark. I can see the orange lights of Kowloon twinkling on the port side, passing under the big bridges. And here we go. Coming back to Hong Kong. What a great weekend. Talk to you next time.